Welcome to Edge of the Rabbit Hole, one of our new rabbit pellets tonight. I'm author and ghost historian Mike Ricksecker. With me, as always, is my co-hostess, Vanessa Hogel. How you doing tonight, Vanessa?
I am just dandy. How are you, Mike?
Doing pretty well. I say tonight, but we know this is going out on Monday morning. So good morning.
True story.
Yep. But, you know,
our people know us. It's okay.
They know us, and anybody can listen to this at any time. So really excited with these rabbit pellets. We got a very nice response with the first one that we put out there on April 8th. So this one being April 15th, and we're going to be talking about You're Not Alone, which is really kind of a running theme within Haunted Road Media. It's something, Vanessa, you and I have talked about for a while, Shauna and I have talked about, but you know, really whenever I'm asked about the books in Haunted Road Media as a publishing company, and even when it comes to the videos and our show, Edge of the Rabbit Hole and all that, one of the big things that comes out of this is helping people to realize that they're not alone, that there are other people that have had these different experiences. You know, one of the things I love about the Encounters with the Paranormal books is that it's not just me, it's not just my stories, it's stories from people from all over. So even if they don't relate to my story, perhaps they relate to somebody else's story and realize, oh, other people are having this same situation happen, I'm not alone. And so people are able to relate and then open up. And so that's one of the things I really, really love about what we do with Haunted Road Media.
I think you're absolutely correct. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had such good staying power is we seem to have found this the invisible thread of connectivity between all of us with the double entendre that is, you are not alone. You are not alone can stand for the fact that we always have some type of spirit activity or interaction around us at any given point in time. We just have to be observant enough to see it. The other side of you are not alone is that through those experiences, we've come together and have begun sharing and opening up those lines of communication. And there's less of a stigma that is connected to this field now, at least within, you know, our listening audience and our viewing audience and all the people that we interact with. There's a comfort level that I don't think was there before. And I'm really, really proud of that.
Yeah, I think that's really been a wonderful thing that's happened, not only with our show, but really over the last 20, 25 years, really with the accessibility that the internet, the World Wide Web has been able to provide. I know that, you know, with my upbringing, the experiences that I had, you know, access to information was very limited. I was in a smaller town. The library only had a couple of books. You know, the main piece of information that I had outside of, you know, the Amityville Horror, which was a fiction, was a book from Hans Holzer that my mother had bought for me. And so, you know, it was interesting reading those experiences, but that's really all that I had. That and whatever, you know, movies might show you, or, you know, which of course, again, is going to be a fiction. The show In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy, if you're able to catch a rerun, you know, you might be able to get a little bit from that. But when the internet came out and you started being able to connect with people from all over the place, you know, you remember the old forums that were there, the old bulletin boards, stuff like Yahoo groups that used to exist, and you start sharing with people your experiences and reading about theirs and coming to realize, hey, other people have had these experiences too. They have other information. I can be open enough now, and like you said, comfortable enough to share my experience, because, you know, 150 years ago, whatever, you know, you might get thrown away in a mental institution for that. But there's a comfort level now with our popular culture, with the internet, and now with the way we're doing it with our videos on the Haunted Road Media channel, youtube.com/Haunted Road Media for those that are listening. You know, we're bringing a live stream show. We have all the different videos out there. We have all these different platforms now. We have podcasts. You can listen to podcasts now in your car while you're driving, which you really didn't have even 10 years ago. So all these things are now accessible. And you're right that it's made people a lot more comfortable to be able to come forward. And so I think as we go through this, as we do help people to realize that you're not alone, other people have had these experiences, you're not alone, there are other spirit beings around you, I think it's opening up that spirit realm. I think there's going to be a higher sense of spirituality, not religion, but spirituality within our culture as we go forward.
I agree completely. It's kind of this wheel that we're on, that we just move further and further and further on this wheel. The more we become comfortable, the more we talk about it, the more we open up that door, and it just keeps going and going and going. And I find, even in the scientific community, which I'm steeped in, it, you know, being in the medical field, that the level of understanding has even increased. Do they talk about it publicly? No. But privately, they come to me, or they talk to me about these things, and they share their experiences. And that's a sector of the population that normally would shun something like this. So when you see it being more open and more sought for answers by generally a very skeptical group, you know you're on the right track, and you know that you know civilization as a whole is on the right track in terms of trying to understand what goes on after we pass.
It's that whole science versus religion debate, but it's not so much religion anymore these days. Now it's more of the supernatural, alternative healing methods, and things like this. And I think you're right, because I've seen it a number of different times where somebody from the medical community will come forward and be like, I don't understand how this happened, but this did, and it was due to like some group of people over here chanting, and he doesn't understand how that worked, but it did.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, now we all know that there are, you know, metaphysical or paranormal shows out there, but I saw something the other day that actually had me picking my jaw up off the floor. And it was a commercial. And in this particular commercial, and I can't for the life of me remember what they were selling or offering or whatever, but it was two fairly, you know, hippie girls, kind of a cross between the Valley Girl from back in the day and hippies. And they were obviously free spirits. But in the commercial, when something happened that they were okay with, they said, oh, thank the goddess. I'm like, did they actually just say that? Was that okay? And it was a commercial, not a show on Netflix, not a show on HBO, but on your standard network commercial. And I was like, man, people don't understand how important that is, that that just happened.
Yeah, That's a massive wow to me. You know, that's definitely a major step forward. You know, I've seen, you know, when it comes to commercials and all that, I've had some wow moments when some sort of sexual innuendo slips through there, and I'm like, wow, they really went there and got away with it. But for something like that, you know, because it's all, you know, Christian, Judeo-based, you know, that we usually see out there, especially within America. So for somebody to say goddesses like that, you know, that's really starting to show that we are opening up wider as a community, that we are becoming more accepting of other belief systems. So that's really impressive.
It really was. Now, granted, in all fairness, I have not seen the commercial again.
So they may have taken it out, huh?
Yes. Whether anybody complained or did anything else, I'm not going to be accusatory. I don't know. But for an executive to make the decision to say it was okay to do it in the first place, knowing they might suffer repercussions for that, nothing but love for them. Because it's those chances we need to take. It's that small minute of stepping outside the box that allows others to see things a little differently and open their minds a little bit more. And like you and I have always talked about, get those lines of communication open. These are things we need to discuss if we expect to evolve and learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's another case of you're not alone. You know, people for years have had, you know, all kinds of issues with religion. They've had a lot of questions about whatever it is that they grew up with. They want answers. It's a problem that, and I don't want to put words in her mouth because she's not here, but Shauna had growing up that she kept asking questions. And I guess the guy just kept turning around and saying, well, at some point you just need to believe. And that wasn't good enough for her. And, you know, I applaud her. You know, to me, I have some of my own personal answers to those questions, and that's fine too. But to be able to feel free enough and open enough to be able to ask the questions and be able to make your own choices on the matter is so much different than it was even 50 years ago, where, you know, you had these highly religious communities, and, you know, you can talk hundreds of years ago now where it was blasphemy and you got burned at the stake and whatnot. These days you'd be, you know, shunned or ostracized or what have you, and people would turn their back on you. But these days, not so much anymore. People are able to be more open and ask those questions. So you're not alone in those questions. Keep asking them.
Exactly. And I mean, I don't believe that in this field, that by doing what we do, we're not trying to force our viewpoint or our opinion on spirit communication, paranormal activity, or the afterlife. We're not trying to force that on anybody. What we are doing is, like you said, showing people they're not alone by putting that information out there, and those who may feel alone because their religion or their upbringing or their geographic location limits them from being able to talk to people that are like-minded, they have that access point. They have that way to reach out, even if it isn't through back and forth communication, it's through something visual and audio that we're putting out there. You never know. On the smallest point, we might be saving somebody's sanity every now and then. You never know.
Yeah, you know, one of the most humbling things that I've had within all of this that we do, and this has happened a number of times, is somebody coming up to me or somebody messaging me, somebody sending an email, mm-hmm. and just saying, thank you. You've helped me realize I'm not crazy. You know?
Exactly.
I
know you've gotten plenty, and so have I, and that touches the heart.
It really does. It really, really does. That you've done something to help somebody like that, and you didn't know them beforehand. You know, you weren't, like you said, you weren't trying to cram it down your throat. We're just putting some information out there, and you can take it and believe whatever you want with it. But to have a positive impact on people like that, you know, I think is a real testament as to what we're doing at Haunted Road Media, and, you know, through these podcasts like Edge of the Rabbit Hole or Inside the Upside Down, which, you know, people can catch that one on the Mike Ricksecker Audio Journey. And then all the videos on the Haunted Road Media channel, it's in the books, in all of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that are just little pieces.
Beautiful thing. That's the other beautiful thing that we need to bring up for anybody listening, is that it isn't just my viewpoint or your viewpoint. We have an amazing group of authors that have all had their own separate experiences, their own situations, and they explain them in their own words. And there's just a slew of people to choose from, you know, when it comes to experience in this field, when it comes to somebody being able to, you know, to reach out to them. You've provided a safe place for all of us to come, showing us we're not alone. And for that, we all thank you, Mike.
Well, that's something that, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, and you're welcome.
I'll toot it for you.
and you're welcome. But yeah, it's something that, even before we got deeper and deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole, pun intended, and people had been coming up to me at different events asking about the process, or even sending emails or messaging or what have you, asking about the process of getting published. And I realized at some point in time that, you know, I was giving these people information and then throwing them to the wolves. You know, here's a biscuit. Good luck.
Pretty much.
And so I decided, you know, instead of doing that, I've been through the process a few times now. You know, I get how it's done. Why don't I try to actually help walk them through the entire thing? And thus, Haunted Road Media was born. So I hope it's been helpful. And I do like the fact that, you know, even within our group of authors, there's people with varying opinions. And that's fine. It's just offering a platform for, you know, people to be able to share their opinions, and different people resonate with different ideas. So we're just making sure that the information is out there.
It really is a Heinz 57 group of people, you know, and I think that's the beauty of it. I really do, because there's something for everybody that comes to our shows or podcasts or paracons or reads our books, regardless of what walk of life they are. There is something for everybody.
That's right.
There's a different personality that they can connect with. There's a different experience that they can feel a part of. It's all there. We need to take this show on the road, Mike. You know that. You know, spread our love everywhere, you know, when it comes to the connectivity and the unity of the paranormal and those who experience it. But, you know, one of these days I think we'll do that. But for right now, this is our best way to reach the masses.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. Like we started the show with, you're not alone. And through all these different people that we have associated with Haunted Road Media, I think others are understanding that, yeah, I'm not alone. Here's all these other people. Here's all these other people that are having these experiences, you know, that I can relate to. No, I'm not alone. So,
absolutely. And for anybody out there listening, once this podcast airs, if you have experiences, if you have anything that makes you question or that concerns you in any way, you know, by all means, reach out to us. Reach out to, I'm Vanessa Hogel. This is Mike Ricksecker. We have plenty of authors. You can go to Haunted Road Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, send a message. Let us know what's going on. See if we can help. More than happy to.
Yeah, hauntedroadmedia.com. You go right there, you can send a message, and I'll make sure it gets to the right person, or you can just look up the authors on there. If you have somebody in particular you want to contact, hit them up. So I guess with that, since we just started giving contact information, we'll go ahead and wrap up this podcast. So this has been...
wasn't even my intention. It just happened.
No, but you did, and it's perfect. It's perfect timing, because we're like at the we're right about at that time mark for this being a rabbit pellet.
Perfect pellet size.
Yeah, pellet size. little pellet before the actual main event. So Tuesday nights on the Haunted Road Media Channel, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, you can catch the full Edge of the Rabbit Hole live stream show, youtube.com/Haunted Road Media, where you can also catch all of our other Haunted Road Media videos. And of course, we have Inside the Upside Down that comes up right after Edge of the Rabbit Hole. So be sure to check all of that out. And here on the podcast version, depending on your platform, if there's a star or rating system or whatever, please go ahead and leave a rating for us, and please follow us on that platform. So I'm Mike Ricksecker with Vanessa Hogel. Till next time.
Bye, y'all.